from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And away we go. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob and the great one, Lonzo, working the ones and twos on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM. Wonderful to have you with us. The renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone is right there for you. 844-FA-NFONE. That's 844-326-3663. Coming to your audio blitz here in just a minute, where we'll take a look at some of our favorite audio from the last 24 hours. But great one, I have to ask you a question. Is there anything in life more terrifying than when you get on social media and you see that one of your players is trending and you don't know why yet? Is there anything that gives you that little heartbeat skip faster than when you pop on and you say, I don't know, see Chris Olave trending at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning?
Yeah, public speaking.
Okay, that's fair. That's more than fair. A very close second is seeing one of your most important players trending on a random Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. That just happened to me. I am very happy to report to all of you Saints fans out there listening that the reason Olave is trending is because somebody put out a compilation package of Olave just blocking his ass off for the Saints, including into the fourth quarter where he threw a key block on the edge to spring Jamal Williams for the last touchdown of the game.
He does come from wide receiver U.
He does.
They teach that there.
They pointed out, there was a tweet that pointed out at one point, great one, there was a wide receiver room at Ohio State that included Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Marvin Harrison Jr. all at the same time. I'm not saying that's the greatest college football wide receiver room of all time, but I'm pretty sure it is. Like, You'd have to reach to find me a wide receiver room better than that one.
I believe the majority of which are doing pretty well in the NFL.
Yeah, also. I'd say so. Including J-Mo Williams, who we just mentioned, granted, finished his time at Alabama, but was a Buckeye there for a minute, who won a TMFINR award this weekend. Don't be shocked if Olave wins one next week. Kubiak's going to spring that guy next week. Book me and Olave anytime, Tutty, coming up next week. All right. Time to go through your audio blitz. Some of our favorite audio that we picked up from social media over the last couple of days. I want to start with Todd Bowles, head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd Bowles was at the press conference. They asked him about his feeling on NFL Week 1 when he made his way out for the first time, 2024. Todd Bowles, not a super emotional guy, and it was pointed out by a reporter. I get a little cringe when the media sucks up to a coach, right? I'm not going to lie to you. It bothers me a little bit. I don't care about that because Todd Bowles popped.
I'll say, but you're okay with him, with the guy saying you're a little stoic?
He is a little stoic.
I think it's so. I don't point that out. That's just, I mean, he came at him and Todd Bowles handled it in a way which was funny. But if he would have went prime on him, you wouldn't be so happy about it.
Because again, prime's a butthole.
What is stoic, Rob?
What is stoic? You know what stoic is.
No, Rob. What is stoic? What is stoic?
I'll tell you, Dion.
Why are you coming to me and say I'm stoic?
I'm going
to
do it.
Would you like me to be other than stoic? Is that what you want? Would that make you, reporter, happy?
You understand that that's answering the question like a jerk versus Todd Bowles, who just was like, okay, I'm going to have some fun with this. There's a difference there.
Yeah, it was a stupid question.
He didn't ask a question. He said, you're stoic,
okay, all
which
right,
means
you're
you do
right,
not
right.
show a ton of emotion.
It was a stupid description. You don't come at someone and say, hey, you're stoic.
That's not an attack. That's a description.
Is it not an attack?
No, it is absolutely not an attack. It's I know a lot of my father was a stoic individual. You did not get a lot of emotion out of him until you did. That's not, stoic is not, in fact, if anything, I think for a lot of men, stoic is a compliment. I wish somebody would call me stoic. I'm the opposite of stoic. I don't wear my emotion on a sleeve. My emotion's the whole shirt. All right? I wish I was stoic. I try to be stoic. I fail miserably. Todd Bowles is stoic. And I say that respectfully. He is very stoic. I got another one. South Carolina fans, you broke Kentucky. This is Chris from Kentucky on Lexington Sports Radio responding to the loss of the Wildcats to the Gamecocks. You broke them. You broke them, Gamecocks. You broke the entire state of Kentucky. And Chris wasn't the only one. You sent a Kentucky fan down such a spiral that he drove across town to listen to his rivals celebrate their win because it's the only place he could find joy. Way to go, Gamecocks. You broke a fan base on Saturday. That's beautiful.
So L's down is a thing?
Yeah, because Louisville puts the L's up.
I get it, but had you ever heard of that before?
Yes, but it's also the same as like Texas Tech. They go guns down. Oklahoma State, you go guns down. It's the same as horns down, except Louisville fans aren't sensitive little crybabies.
I know what it is. I mean, I understood from the context, but I just had never heard of it before.
I didn't know.
It's not nearly as famous as the horns down.
I agree with that. Hey, Mike Gundy is still Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy was asked about, his team blowing it and trying to find ways to lose, specifically his pass defense, who gave up a lot of yards. And a media member asked about it. And Gundy, who is my favorite because he's anti-coach speak, said this. That's enough. You get the point. Mike Gundy's the best. Mike Gundy's the best. No need for us to bull bleep each other. That, just more of that, coaches. Just give me more of that. Give me a coach who goes, yeah, reporter who's here to cover us. You're a homer. We sucked. We were terrible. It is what it is. I like Mike Gundy. They also had to go with a transfer player at starting linebacker. Obi Ezigbo got the start. He is a transfer over from a D2 at FCS school that had to play. Why was he the guy you had to play, Mike Gundy? Mike Gundy said, we had to play that guy because that's what we could afford. In that spot. That's what we could go with. Now, there's another story connected to that we're going to get to later in the show. Remember we told you a couple of weeks ago that Oklahoma State came up with the idea of slapping QR codes on the back of their players' helmets that you as a fan could scan when they were on TV and you could donate to the NIL collective? The NCAA said no. The NCAA said you're not allowed to do that. I despise that decision. I think that if you are going to allow NIL, you should allow schools to use any resource at their disposal to earn and grow NIL. And if you're not going to do that, then you gotta start coming up with some rules. Even I will go, you got to start coming up with some rules. We gave you Carlos with a K earlier this week in our audio blitz reacting to Danny Dimes. One of Carlos with a K's co-workers, Sal Licata, works for WFAN in New York. He had some things to say about Danny Dimes. I don't know if this qualifies as an all-time rant, but it made me laugh. If you have a friend who is a fan of the New York Giants, check on them. They're not well. And ordinarily, I will acknowledge, as much as I get on Alonzo about it sometimes, even I will acknowledge that, you know, in this business, we're entertainers. Sometimes it's a work. Sometimes it's a work. Sometimes we go off on tangents we don't really love. Sometimes we express things emotionally we don't really feel, but it's for the sake of entertainment. I watched that clip from Sal Licata. I went and found the video of it. Dude is red veins popping out of the head. He's not well. Him and Carlos probably starting a support group. J.K. Dobbins is a running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. The head coach of the L.A. Chargers is Jim Harbaugh. He was formerly the coach of the Michigan Wolverines, famously the rivals of the Ohio State Buckeyes. J.K. Dobbins played for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Yesterday, he was on the Pat McAfee Show. Dobbins, never graduate. Remember the Never Graduate ad campaign? I think it was ESPN did it a couple of years back. J.K. Dobbins bringing the best Never Graduate of this week. No, I'm not giving Jim Harbaugh credit for a damn thing.
He did. He covered himself by not blaming Harbaugh for the cheating and blaming Connor Stallion.
I liked it. It's a good way to go, I don't accept those losses, but I'm also not going to get into it with my head coach. I'm not going to do it. All right, that's your audio blitz. When we come back here in just a minute. Great one. You and I have had a conversation about this young man many times. We're both big Scott Hansen guys, right? Scott Hansen does a wonderful job on Red Zone.
It's amazing.
Fantastic.
I don't know how he finds time to be.
I don't either. I don't get it. Scott Hansen does a wonderful job on Red Zone. He did a great job during the Olympics when they did Gold Zone and he hosted it. Spectacular. Love Scott Hansen. Scott Hansen was forced to apologize for something he did this weekend on Red Zone. And I want you to know, I am rolling up the sleeves. I am planting the Rob Brown Show flag in the ground on top of the hill that is defending Scott Hansen, even against someone else that I love. I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, the great one, Alonzo, with you here on the show. I want to get to this real quick. I'm a big Scott Hansen guy. Zoe's a big Scott Hansen guy. We love Scott Hansen. The NFL Red Zone is one of, in my opinion, one of the best things happening in sports media. And there's a lot. Inside the NBA on TNT is one of those things. Gold Zone during the Olympics, the spinoff of Red Zone was spectacular. There's a lot of very good things in sports media, just like there's a lot of very bad things in sports media. The Red Zone, one of the best things. And a big part of the reason that Red Zone is great is Scott Hansen. He is, in my opinion, one of the best in terms of his ability to narrate what is happening on multiple fronts across multiple games, but not be too much. To be enough to clue you in, to tell you what you're about, what you're looking at, what you're about to look at, what's coming, what's happened, without taking away from the broadcast as a whole. Scott Hansen was on Red Zone when the Dallas Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns were playing on Sunday. Of course, that game notable for and only for the debut of Tom Brady as a color guy. Now, opinions vary on Tom Brady. I have seen some people say, oh, I think he did great. He's going to grow into the role. I'm going to tell you, even as a Tom Brady guy, I thought he was boring. I thought he was not good. He was the second worst play-by-play guy on a broadcast. The only guy worse was Colt McCoy during the Nebraska-Colorado game. Did you catch any of that?
No.
Okay, good. Do you remember a couple of years ago on Monday Night Football when they had Sergio Dipp do the sideline report and they went down to him for the first time and he was so atrocious in his one spot that they never went back to him during the game? If you remember the call, you remember the call. It'll never leave you. It was bad. Colt McCoy was that bad. Brady was like just behind him in terms of how again, not bad. He wasn't bad. He expressed what he, but it was boring. There was just very little energy to it. There was a point at the end of the first half where Dallas lined up to kick a 63-yard field goal, would have tied the record for longest regular season field goal. And listen to Brady in the last few seconds of this clip. The last couple of seconds, they were pretty much a summary of Brady. Like, he was telling you what was happening, but he just, I don't know, he sounded to me, great one, like he was just there. They went to him during the NFL pregame on Fox as well. And Terry and Howie in the game were talking to him. And he was just like, he just sounded like a guy who was doing the first TV spot he'd ever done. It just wasn't great. Well, Scott Hansen put up a tweet that said, effectively, man, like, I need Brady to be more excited. He just watched a man pop a 63-yard field goal because the kicker did get the field goal off. And it was good, but there was a delay of game. Backed him up. It looked like they were going to let him try anyway because he had the distance to clear it again. It had been a pop. Well, Scott Hansen, after the kick, put up a tweet after Brandon Aubrey's 71-yard field goal after having a record-tired 66-yarder negated by a delay of game. They were going to go, and Brady was just like, all right, we're going to kick another field goal here. Scott Hansen put up a tweet that said, oh, come on, Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth. Correct. Well, apparently, Scott Hansen got beat up a little bit because the next day, he put up a second tweet that said, that was unfair and inconsiderate by me. Yes, I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't calculate how it may come across. Tom Brady, I apologize. I promise I am rooting you on in this new venture. Listen, you know me. I'm the biggest Tom. I think I'm the only Tom Brady guy on this station. I like Tom Brady a lot. I think the majority of people who hate on Tom Brady because they're jealous, because Tom Brady lived the life that all of us wanted to live as elementary schoolers. NFL quarterback, multiple Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP, dated, married some of the hottest women on planet Earth. Like, Tom Brady's got the life.
So you wanted to be a cheater since you were a little kid?
I wanted to be a winner since I was a little kid.
At all costs?
A winner. Okay. Whatever it takes. Right. Rubbin's racing, boys. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. We all wanted to be Tom Brady. Everybody but Lonzo wanted to be Tom Brady. Okay.
You just said you're the only one on the station, so apparently it's not just me.
Okay. That's a very valid point. That's very fair. I didn't think about that. Point here is, Tom Brady was boring. Tom Brady was light. It was not exciting. There was no energy. It was very boring. Scott Hansen, I will defend you and your honor to the ends of the earth, my man. You're a dude. You're a bro. You're a guy. Love you. Nobody should have made him apologize for saying Brady lacked energy because, and I did the research, I listened to the whole game, he lacked energy entirely. Chris is on the phone. We'll get to Chris when we come back here in a minute. Got some more thoughts I want to give you before we wrap up hour three of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Longtime friend of the show, national sports writer for Yahoo Sports, Jay Busby, has an article up on yahoosports.com that I think is relatively interesting. Apparently, it's going to be something he does on the weekly, covering the National Football League for Yahoo Sports. He asked and answered questions about the NFL after week one, and there's a couple in there that I would like to get to, and we will here in just mere moments from now. Before we do, though, Chris has been kind enough to call into the show on the Renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone to talk a little bit about Tom Wayne Christopher Alfred Brady III, brand new color commentator for Fox Sports. Chris, what's up, big fella? Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Gentlemen, hope everybody is doing well on this lovely Tuesday morning. I'm just glad that you are defending Tom Brady here, Rob, because if there's ever a guy in life that could use a break, if there's ever a guy in life that just has never had things go his way, and to finally have somebody to defend him and come to the forefront, you're brave.
You know,
your bravery is noted, Rob.
I see, Chris, I see the marginalized people of America like Tom Brady, and I just feel compelled to come to the defense of those that need defending. Mark it up to me being of the highest character.
I get it. It's why you're a great guy. And, you know, really the hate that comes Tom Brady's way is the hate that we all want in life. It's hate because of success, right? You know, it's not like the hate that comes towards, you know, certain fan bases that are entitled and their teams never do anything significant and they win not nearly enough championships for the talent they have. You're talking about like Dallas Cowboys, Ohio State Buckeyes, you know, things like that's the kind of hate that you don't want to earn because it's not from a place of arrogance because you've actually accomplished something. It's more of the kind of arrogance that comes from, I get to sit on the window, but I also lick it at the same time because I'm a mouth breather. So at least it's not that. But I will say this, Rob, you had broadcast experience. I have been blessed enough to have some broadcast experience as well. It's not easy to sit in that seat and have people listening to words that you're putting out over the air, scrutinizing everything that you have to say. But we have some experience with it. And I don't blame Tom Brady for his performance on Sunday. I blame Fox for putting him in that position of not giving him the reps that he needs to build the chemistry with Burkhart, to be able to, you know, say the things that he wants to say, have the right energy levels. So I think that we should, again, doing the right thing, you being the Brady defender that you are, and we want to do the right thing by the public, is let's you and I make a public service announcement that we will take the $375 million, split it, take Tom Brady's seat in that color commentator role, give him the opportunity to get some reps, maybe at the high school level, maybe D3, D2, college football level. Then whenever he's ready, he can come back into that seat, get himself a new contract. You and I get the opportunity to split the role for the next 10 years. I know it'll be a pay cut for you to take the $375 million, but we'll do the best we can and figure out how we can make that kind of money work between us. What do you say?
I think it's fair, Chris, and I appreciate it. Good to have you on the show, buddy. Yes, it would be.
I got to say something really quick. How do you know windows don't taste good if you've never licked them yourself?
These schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Super Troopers. Great movie. Yes, that obviously would be a step back in salary for me to take that role, but I would be willing to do it for Touchdown Tommy, to give Touchdown Tommy some time to work it up. Hey, look, jokes aside, it just wasn't good. But as you pointed out, Tom Brady basically had like two preseason practices to get ready. Will he get better? I assume so. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to make the assumption that anybody who gets live reps is going to get better at the thing that they're doing. Doesn't matter what it is. This is why I say, kids, listen to your Uncle Rob. Whenever you want to be good at it, the rule of thumb is 10,000 hours of practice is what it takes to master something. 10,000 hours.
Why does he have to get better when if someone disparages him, they have to publicly apologize? Why does he need to get better when he knows everyone's going to be on his side and anyone who comes at him is going to get theirs?
I think the answer is because, much like with movies, music, whatever, at some point, the public criticism overcomes no matter how big you are, no matter how bad you are, no matter how notorious or popular you are. And I would cite, for instance, Taylor Swift right now. This young lady last year was running the United States of America at large. Right now, she's actually the most polarizing figure on social media. And it is because of, again, like it or not, better, worse, whatever, because of some things that have gone on that she has not gotten involved with, the attack or the planned attack on her show in Vienna that she canceled, and she just never said anything about it, right? She showed up in London like 2 days later, did a show, never once said anything, whatever. A lot of people have been put off, and it has started getting to the point where it's showing in her numbers. She is dropping down the list of most listened to artists, her album sales, despite the fact that she's released 99 variants of her most recent album. Those sales are starting to fall off for the first time. And it does get to a point, or at least it feels like, where the public heat eventually overcomes the popularity that you have by being the whatever you are. In Tom Brady's case, the GOAT. So he's going to get some leeway, and the folks that run the game, predominantly the NFL and Fox, are going to shield him from criticism to give him time to get better so that they just have Tom Brady. Oh, and also, by the way, he's a great play-by-play guy or color commentator. But the reality is, if this guy stinks it up for 2 or 3 years, the fans are going to get so anti-Brady, the color guy, not the quarterback. So anti-Brady, eventually, the numbers will begin to reflect that in the ratings, no matter what you do. And at the end of the day, everything is money. Everything is money. Everything you love is driven by and dictated by the almighty dollar. And if it gets to the point that people aren't watching games, and again, I don't know that it ever will, theoretically, if it ever gets to a point that people aren't tuning into Fox games because Brady's bad, and he annoys them, so they're going over to CBS to watch whatever the counter programming is. At that point, you can't defend anybody, no matter how beloved they are.
Here's how we'll know that they've reached the end with Brady. He'll start broadcasting Panthers games.
I mean, they used to. I don't know if you remember this, though, but they used to have a Carolina Panther broadcaster back in the day.
Which is like the E-team.
The E-team.
Whoever's on that call, it's like, who was it last week? Slareth, I think? Who used to be way up and now he's down. Yeah.
I mean, you got to make room for Tommy. You know, got to make way for Tutty Tommy.
The point. When he's doing the worst game of the week, then you'll know that they finally realize how bad he is.
Again, it was just like I said with Bryce in the Panther offense. It's one game. All right. Is this an overreaction Monday, color commentator style? Yeah, for sure. For sure. We have no idea. Maybe he loosens up. Remember, Romo showed up in his first game, and he was the exact opposite. People were like, whoa, calm down, dude. Like, you're too much. And it took Romo 3 or 4 or 5 games to rein it in enough that what he brought to the broadcast didn't overshadow or wasn't overshadowed by the elation and enthusiasm for literally every... Tony Romo was the Tennessee volunteer band of color commentators, you know? Like, every time Tennessee does anything, oh, our coach walked. Hey, we got 3 yards on the rushing play. It just got to be too much. Got to the point that something good was overshadowed by the obnoxiousness of it. Brady's the other end of that spectrum. I honestly, the insight he was providing, I thought was good. The insight he was providing as far as here's the play they ran and here's why and all that, I thought it was good, but it just sounded like he was asleep at the wheel when he did it. And that's the opposite. Listen, people, this is going to shock you. People feel that way about me. Rob, you got some good stuff here, but like, you're so amplified. You're so up. You're so juiced. You're so gassed that you take away from your content with your volume. A lot of people feel that way. Not the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. They feel like this show's really good. But a lot of people feel that way. And I've been on the other end of the spectrum, too. First show I ever was on. It was a good show down in the Florida Panhandle. This was 2007, whatever it was. Good show. But the first show I was on back in 2007, the host, his first name was Max. I can't remember his last name. He was a college football coach, but Coach Max. Max, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But Max, the coach who was in his, God, he had to be in his mid-70s at that point. Phenomenal football brain. Could watch a play one time. You know those people, Lonzo, that can listen to a song one time and can just play it on a guitar or on a piano instantly?
Yeah, I hate those people.
Hate those people. That was this guy with football. He could watch a play one time. When I have to diagnose a play, I watch it 11 times. I literally have to watch it every position by position 11 times to see what happened. But then I know this guy, Coach Max, could watch his play one time and he'd go, all right, this is this then, and this is the vernacular, and this guy's going to do this, and that guy's doing that. But when he did it on the show, he talked like this. I want you to go back to the first quarter, 2 minutes left on the clock. They run a double veer end around. Backside guard's going to pull around, kick the defensive end out. Fullback's going to hit that hole and get to the second level, make the block. He's going to turn out the linebacker, and then the running back, all he's got to do is beat the safety. And it's like, oh my God, dude. Like, everything you're saying is brilliant. You're breaking this play down, or you're breaking down this game, or the momentum of the coaching, or whatever. You're breaking all this thing down, and it's incredible. And you know what else you're breaking down? My awakeness. You're giving me narcolepsy over here, coach, right? And the best broadcasters are probably somewhere in the middle. So I think, like, if we could take Romo's enthusiasm and put it with Brady or Brady's kind of, I thought did a good job at being the middleman between all-time quarterback and layman, and put that with Romo's gas, I think you'd have a pretty good broadcaster. But I think the mix hadn't happened yet for Brady. I think he could be fine. I think he could be fine. I think he can be good. I'm just saying week one was not a great showing. He looked like the Bryce Young of color commenters. And no, it's a bad look when the NFL is coming out and going, you can't say mean things about Tom Brady. Yeah, I can. Watch me do it. I won't apologize. Also, I want to be Tom Brady when I grow up. Or Lonzo. I want to be Lonzo when I grow up.
Sign of the impending apocalypse. He was just mean to Bryce Young. Aaron Rodgers' return to the New York Jets' starting quarterback role was spoiled by the San Francisco 49ers, who handed the Jets a 32-19 loss to enter the season, despite the 49ers declaring Christian McCaffrey unavailable last minute before the contest started. Rodgers went 13 of 21 for 167 yards, one touchdown, and one pick. Jordan Mason, who filled in for McCaffrey, had 28 carries for 147 yards and one touchdown. The Atlanta Braves dropped a 1-0 decision in a rain-delay makeup game against the Reds yesterday. Atlanta recorded just 2 hits on the night, both by Matt Olson, and reached base only 3 times in total. Make sure you tune in this Saturday at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Stetson Hatters, whatever that is. It's Furman versus Stetson right here on your home for Paladins football, The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.